What's up? Good morning. I decided to do these, you know, just basically whenever I think of doing it, which is pretty much anytime I drive to or from work in my car. Usually when I drive to work, I'm like, I don't feel like saying anything. But this morning, I am introducing myself to my sticker Instagram audience, kind of. Now, I have, you know, obviously my skateboarding audience that knows me because obviously my face is there and I'm talking to them a lot. But on my stickers or day audience, they don't know what I look like. And I actually used like the little kid voice in the video. I think I talked about that already, but I used the little kid voice in videos that I make, and I don't ever show myself. I just show the stickers dancing in weird situations and my app, basically, and my TV. That's it. And so now I'm introducing myself into the picture because I started it about three months ago, maybe-ish. And now I have 8,113 followers on it. The stickers every day. That's at @stickerserrday. In case the two of you want to follow it, because I lied about looking, and there's two people that listen to this. I don't know if you listen to it the whole way through. If you listen to it past here, I don't know if you could leave a comment, but leave a comment, just say something, just so I'm like, oh, look, someone's actually listening to it that far, because I don't know if it counts it, if someone just clicked on it. I don't know if just coincidentally, like, a couple people clicked on it twice, you know, but either way, so, I'm introducing myself to my audience, but I'm not fully introducing myself to my audience, because, it's really easy to find out who I am. But for the most part, people aren't going to take the time or care that much to find out who I am. And I want to make it so people do actually take the time to find out who I am and actually say who I am. People that don't follow me on my other Instagram that already know, but like random people that followed it for what it is. So I put myself on, or it's me talking and then like little explosions and like phone popping up and then a little explosion and a little dancing guy popping up, me doing the same little dance thing that I did for the sticker that is of that dance. It's like an old sticker that I did, one of the first ones. And on my face, I put a little head that I drew. It's like a white head with a T on it, like a cross on it on the face, because that's how all the characters in my app, they all have the white face with a cross on it. So it's like, what is it called? It's like a, you know, I'm a dance emoji thing. And I'm thinking about doing like a series of basically like, whenever the dance is picked, then I make a little video with my phone of me trying to do the dance and then animate myself, doing the dance, obviously, and then, you know, that could be how, like a series that would be, I could put on YouTube, I could put on Instagram TV, Instagram, and, the video form of that, and that'd be kind of tight. I think that'd be kind of cool, and especially, like, if someone, I mean, I don't expect anyone to actually listen to my podcast. This is I guess it's a podcast. When I think of podcasts, I think of those long ass podcasts. But anyways, I don't expect anybody to like listen to this, but if they do, then it'd be a lot easier to figure out who I am. It's not hard to figure out. I don't think it's hard to figure out, unless like, yeah, no, it can't be hard. My name's on the freaking app. Like, it's there. This shit's just, it's right there. You just Google the name. But then my thought behind it is, oh, they could Google the name and then they'd see a bunch of skateboarding stuff. And they'd be like, oh, it's not that guy. You know, like they might expect it to be someone else. Maybe, I don't know. But that's my, that was my morning thing. Introduction to my audience, sort of, kind of, today. I don't know. I'm on my way to work right now. It's, I don't know what time it is. 7:09, super early. It's not super early, but still, early enough. I started to do I don't know if I said this before, but I started to do a cold shower every morning, and, it's like you turn the faucet all the way cold, and then you sit in the tub and you let the just the water run. My tub has like the water that comes down into the tub, and then you pull the little handle thing, the thing that holds the water from coming out of there and then pushes it all the way up to the shower head, and all the water comes down out the shower. You sit down, you play some pretty epic EDM, and then right when it's about to drop, you just pull that little thing, and then it blasts you with super cold water, and you just sit there and shiver and, like, shake, and it, wakes you up. Like, you're awake. Like, I'm up, you know? Which is weird, because, like, it's like drinking coffee, like, the effect of coffee without drinking coffee, but then it goes away kind of quick, so then by the time I get to work, I usually have more coffee. But this morning I had leftover cold brew from yesterday, so I chugged that real quick. But try it. If you haven't done that and you're waking up trying to get your day going, it like starts up that fight or flight situation thought, you know, your body like responds, and then you respond, and you're up physically and mentally, and you're just like, I'm going, I have to be alive, or I'm gonna die from this cold, you know, like, I think that's, what it does. I heard someone say that, I forget his name, it's like this big, super successful guy I saw on, is it Breakthrough Theory, or, I forget what it is, it's like a show where this guy that's really cool himself interviews a bunch of really cool people, and it's pretty sweet. I like it a lot because he interviewed, like, I found his show because he interviewed Gary Vee, and I looked at other people he interviewed Rob Dyrdek, which is another like very awesome dude that I've looked up to since I was a little kid, because one, I was like, wow, this guy 50-50'd a huge rail while being chased by a bunch of girls, like screaming girls and fans and stuff. I was like, that is epic. And then I thought that was like the most amazing thing. And the craziest thing about that is when you skate rails, like it was like a giant handrail. It was like, I don't know how big that handrail is. It looks like it's like above a 15, it looks like. It's a huge set of stairs, like 15 stairs that's like over your head. And then there's a handrail that goes down it that you usually use to walk on. But instead of walking and holding the rail to go up it, you jump onto it with your board on the spot where the wheels are, and you grind down the rail. He did that. And usually it's easier to lock into rails when it's a circle rail. I know that sounds like contradictory because it's like a circle and it's round and there's no real point to lock onto. But your trucks lock onto it better that way. And that's how people normally that skate rails, like they like circle rails better. But he put a flat bar on it. Like he put a square rail on top of the rail to grind it because he liked that more. So that kind of is like, well, I guess all skating is so subjective. And that's why I don't like a lot of skateboard comments or whatever, because a lot of people would say that I do tricks wrong, or some people said like I did a trick wrong. It's a front crook on a ledge, and when you do a front crook, you're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to. It's subjective as fuck. But I mean, just because so many people say it, it's like, oh, you didn't do it, you know, like, you're supposed to pinch it, which means, like, your wheel is hanging onto the edge of the ledge while the truck grinds the rest of the ledge, and that's, like, you know, how you lock in to grind, and, you could do that, or you could get just, like, the whole truck onto the ledge, so you don't have to be hanging off the wheel, and And so I learned them, like, the whole truck on the ledge. And it was really fun. And I was like, this is cool. Like, I can do front crooks sick. And I filmed one for one of the shoe reviews I did a while ago. And then some Instagram posted it and was like, was saying something about Pinch. And I was busy. And I saw it. And then I, like, commented on it because he tagged me in it. So I commented back on it. I was like, oh, sick. I was like, thanks. Because I didn't know what they meant, but they were making fun of me. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay. I was like, all right, I'll try to pinch them from now on. So now I pinch them, which is weird. But it's really fun to try to do it that way. I might be justifying it, but it is really fun. I don't know. I probably started to do it because of that, because people were like, you can't do it like that. That's the wrong way to do it. But then I did it the way they say to do it. I was like, oh, I was like, okay. I was like, that's pretty fun. And then now I like to do it that way. I could do it the other way, which is easier, but the pinching way is more fun and it's harder. But yeah, that's, I don't know why I started talking about that, but that's one random tangent that just popped up in my head. I don't want to go to work today. I worked on my app all weekend, making an update and then making the Android version. Did you know on Android, you can like immediately refund the thing that you buy? You can just send it back, like apps. I had like I don't know, maybe like 100 downloads of it, and then like 80 of them refunded the goddamn thing. I was like, what? I was like, damn, I suck. I was like, I need to make this better. So like this last update, this next animation that I'm putting in there is a lot more detailed. It has a lot more like colors, and the lines are thinner, and the colors have better shadows. I know that's completely a subjective thing, but I put more effort into it, and I think it'll show. Even though it was a shorter animation, the effort of how many shadows and little lines I did here and there, I think shows. So hopefully that helps. You know, it's at the end of my introduction video to my audience. But yeah, that's about it. I kind of just want to listen to J. Cole now. I just wanted to get the point of, oh, today's the first day that I'm introducing myself to my audience. This is like, literally, this is the best way to get anything out, through voice. It's like, it's so easy. It's like, because this right now, how I think of it, and how I want to think of it forever, is like, whatever I'm thinking, whatever I say today, there's a date on it, there's a time on it. It's what I thought about driving to work today, and I could look at it later. Hopefully Anchor's still around and this voice file doesn't get thrown out or something. And I could look at it way later and be like, oh, that's the start of when I started doing that. And that's the start of when I was doing that. And that's what I was thinking before I did that. So that way it's like, you know, like if you think of doing something, like let's say you want to date a girl, and you think of before you tried to talk to her, before you tried to ask her out, and you're like, oh, what if this, what if that in your head. And then you do finally do it, and maybe it took you a little while, maybe it was kind of hard for you or whatever to do it. But then after a while, you start dating her, and you're with the girl, and you think back, like, why didn't I just ask her? Like, why didn't I just ask the girl out? Like, I'm with her now. Like, you probably say it too. Like, I think back to, like, when I first started dating you, and I was so scared to ask you out, but now it's like, I should have just asked you out, like, so long ago. And then you feel like, that was so dumb of me to not just do it, because now I have her. So you think back to that, and you think, what was I thinking, you know? But now, with this, I can see exactly what I was thinking before I asked that girl out. I ain't got no girl to ask out, but I'm just doing app things. App things are my girls. I mean, I'm my girl, or whatever. I don't know if that makes sense. Hopefully that makes sense. But, yeah, okay. I'm going to listen to J. Cole and chill and sing along on my way home. I mean, on my way to work, because I'm going to work right now. And it's work time. But, yeah, happy Monday. Get some shit done. Don't stop doing shit until you're dead. Okay, bye.